A lot of atrocities against the human rights happening there, including the ethnic cleansing and including other things happening in Darfur, and selective killing and eliminating of the people and everything of the, you know, tribal leaders by, you know, by selection. Not the selection in the ethnicity. That is why we say we will not accept that one, and we will enter to the war against this atrocity and against whoever committing this atrocity. And that's who is doing that and who is making that kind of atrocity. It was RSF. But the position is not necessarily we are supporting one part against others. Our position is really that is, you know, the moral ground that we have to maintain our protections of our people. We have to reject any kind of atrocity.
Thank you very much for clarifying that, because when you had the press conference along with the Honorable Jibril Ibrahim and also leader of the Justice and Equality Movement, the news was that you are joining the fighting on the side of the army to fight the RSF. The conflict in Sudan has been going on for more than 7 months. Your forces stood on the sidelines and watched Darfur fall to RSF town after town. You saw crimes being committed against civilians in what human rights observers call ethnic targeting. You saw the governor of West Darfur killed in a Jenin. Why join now? Is it not too late?
The matter is joining. It is not because of, taking fight against other or supporting fight against other. This is what I told you. We form so-called joint forces from the movements. And these joint forces, it has the limited capacity. They had, you know, world in Darfur and in very difficult circumstances. They have not good any except the enough logistics. They have no the capacity of the fighting. They are very limited numbers. These are the armed movements. These are not the government movements. Even the governor who killed, he was protecting by his armed movement. These armed movements, they are not equipped as the government forces. They are not taking anything from the government. And that is why we were called joint forces, and that joint forces, it was, securing the humanitarian convoy from Kosi, about the 1,000 kilometers up to Darfur. They were securing all the vital areas in Al-Fashir, in Niala. They were securing even the humanitarian basis of the organizations and NGOs and UN offices and so on. They were doing a lot of things, and still we are doing. The matter of joining to the fight, it is not easy to join the fight, though, to protect the people from those who have, equipped from the country, and they are very well equipped, and also they still supported by the countries and they funded and so on.
And now you have joined. What is your plan for protection of civilians? Since you say this is your major focus, is not to fight against the RSF.
I am talking according of our capacity. Up to now, I'm talking according of our capacity. When we are anywhere, they come and attack, we will protect the place. When we saw any atrocities in front of our eyes, we will prevent that one. When they attack us, also we will protect ourselves. I think this is the way that we are going to do it.
We saw this directive from General Burhan, the commander-in-chief of Sudan's armed forces and the head of the country's sovereign council, approving $300 million US dollars for your forces and other forces joining the fight. It says the joint forces requested this huge sum. Can you confirm this directive is correct, and how do you justify it?
That is fake paper. That is fake paper. I believe from the RSF or somewhere they built that paper. It was not true. We never got any money or any dollar from General Burhan. But if we got it, that is our right. We are Sudanese. That is our right. But unfortunately, we didn't get and we didn't have any money from General Burhan. And even General Burhan never signed any paper. That is fake paper. It's just published by the people that they want to, you know, advertise the fakeness.